anything. But it has to be on this particular day.
I'm going to plan it in there because I can't have any of my reservations.
I guess it depends, like, how long you're on vacation. If you have a short vacation, of course, you want the weather to be great the whole time because you only have so much time. But if you're somewhere for, like, an extended period of time, you're going to have, like, a down day. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you don't have anything planned. And it's okay if it's sunny and you're inside. But us and our brains are like, oh, God, I should be out. I should be doing something. It's but we're like giving you permission.
Precious
to
commodity
not do anything. Yeah.
We have to.
Well, and again, I think it really, I think it really comes down to like where you're from or what weather you're in.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Because some people may not feel guilty for having a nice, beautiful, sunny day and being inside if they are in that kind of environment all of the time. We're not. You're just like, oh my God, it's like a sunny day. You have to get outside. It's beautiful. Like, it's not sunny. Oh my God.
Could be the last sunny day of the year.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of She's Got It Together. I'm your host, Jessica.
And I'm Samantha. Each week, we peel back the curtain on what it really looks like to have it together.
From the messy moments to the milestones, we're here to share it all.
So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's dive into today's topic.
Do you ever have that feeling where it's been cloudy and gross for a while, and then all of a sudden it is sunny and nice and warm? And you know what? You might have woke up that day like in a bad mood or like tired or you don't feel great. And like the sunshine just like makes you feel bad because you're like, I should probably be happy that it's nice and sunny and I should get outside and have a walk and do something with myself and like just take advantage of the weather. But like your mind and body are like, I just want it to be like a rainy day and curl up on the couch and like not do this right now. It's like I was watching this Instagram video and this girl's talking about sunshine guilt. And it's where you wake up and it's this beautiful sunny day and you know, most of the time people are excited, it's sunny, like, let's get outside, do an activity, but you're just, like, not in the mood for it. You're like, I am tired, I want to stay in my pajamas all day and not do anything. And you feel guilty if you don't take advantage of the nice day. And, like, I just remember watching that video, and I'm like, oh my God, that just hit me so hard, because I know that feeling, where you're just like, I don't want to go outside. Right. You know, like I don't feel like being in a good mood and it being sunny today.
Never mind. Like, I've spent,
I was like, oh my God, sunshine guilt. That's the perfect term.
It's sunny and like, warm now.
I've never heard of that, really. But I'm like, because like yesterday was a beautiful, like lovely, like sunny day. And, you know, I was in a mood to be outside. I was like, yeah, this is great. But there are days where you're just like, ugh. No, I don't want to go outside and go for a walk. I'm just over it. I want it to be a gloomy, rainy day where I can be in my feelings and have like almost
in your feelings. I love it.
Just like have an excuse to be lazy that day because that's what you feel like doing. I don't want to go for a run or a walk or just go be outside because it's nice.
I don't people today. I would like to stay inside.
And I know a lot of people have felt this feeling before, and half the time I end up outside.
Right, because right. Like you're wasting this beautiful day.
Right, and it's like, okay, well, it's nice that I could probably go get some errands done. It's a good day to like be out and about, but I really don't feel like doing errands today. Or I should probably take my son to the park. You know, that would be a good mom thing of me to do. But you know what? I just want him to watch cartoons and let me be on the couch
just
today.
Yeah, exactly. I wish we could somehow put in our request each day for what the weather we would like. And
it's like, you know, I woke up feeling quite joyful. Can it be sunny today? But it's almost like the opposite too, because like there are days, like especially us here in Michigan, where it's winter's long, it can be cold, cloudy, just gloomy, and so your body is just like wanting those sunny days,
craving it.
But then like end of summer, you're just like, God, I just can't wait for fall. Well, I just want to curl up in my cardigan and like just be inside with my fall candles. Right, you want
sweater weather again. You know, right. Like you're ready for the comfort food.
Exactly, exactly. It's just sunshine guilt.
Sunshine guilt. Yeah, it's a real thing. Who would have thought? But I do, I mean, the guilt that you feel by not taking advantage of a gorgeous day, it's like, who put this guilt on us? Like, where did this come from?
Right, no one. We did. It's crazy because it's like your body is telling you, I want to get outside and be active, and your brain is like, better not. No, because I've done the opposite, and like I've sat on the couch on a nice sunny day, and I'm constantly looking outside like, I should be outside.
Yeah.
So like ruins your whole day because if you don't go outside, you're like, I'm such a lazy piece of poo. Like I should be outside. I should be going for a walk. And then now that I'm a mom, I'm like, I should take Bo outside.
Extra
like he wants to be outside. Right. Like it's like when I didn't have Bo, I could get over it. Like, okay, fine. I'm taking the day. I need the day. But then when I have Bo now, who I know needs to get outside, would love to be outside. It's a nice sunny day. How could I not take him outside? Right. I'm it's even worse then because when I was in my like first trimester with my baby now that I'm pregnant with, I didn't feel like doing anything. And then so if it was a nice day and I'm like, oh, I should probably get him outside. Like it's actually like not super cold right now. It's sunny. I should take him out. And I'm like, ugh, like you're just dreading it. But then I would like get out there and at least get him out for a little bit because I'm like, I have to. And then I'm like, oh, can't wait to just go inside and have it be your nap time. And then I can sit on the couch.
You can sit and watch TV or curl up with a book. Gosh.
Just something.
I wonder what it is, though. Because, I mean, sunshine is supposed to naturally boost your mood. So why is that sunshine not boosting our mood that day that we want to stay inside and just curl up?
It's a good question.
It's not working.
Wake up happy with the sun shining, because you're not, I guess, directly in the sun.
Well, even if you force yourself out, it's like your mood still doesn't change usually. You're still not wanting to be there. You're doing it out of guilt. So what in the world has happened? Like, we've got like a malfunction in our,
it's body. Just like a mental thing because it's like, I mean, everybody wakes up with those days where they're just not in the mood. And maybe one of those days is just a sunny day. But then since it's sunny, you're like, oh, God, like I shouldn't feel like this because it's sunny. But if you woke up like that on a rainy day like it is today, your feelings would be totally valid. It's like, of course.
It totally makes sense.
It's one of those because I woke up today and I was like, ugh, I'm tired. I'm just like not in like my best mood today. And I'm like, it's because it's gloomy and rainy outside.
Yesterday was great. It was sunny. It was warm.
But it's just interesting how I made that like excuse for my tired and not great mood because
it's you didn't even think
instantly
about it.
Right. Because I'm like, oh well, of course I feel this way. It's cloudy and rainy. Of course, it's okay for me to like be tired and not feel like my best self today. But if it was a sunny day, I would probably maybe like feel different or feel bad for feeling like not great. I mean, it's just interesting because like the weather can just affect affecting your mood or just thinking that it should affect your mood.
Yeah. Right. It's just us thinking too much.
Part of it though is like with our winters right now, like it's so long. Or it usually is long. I feel like it was weird this year, but still, like it's still cold and cloudy and we don't have a ton of sun. And like, that's where that like seasonal depression can kind of come in. So then when you do get a sunny day, it's like, everyone's like, yes, get outside. It's great. Right. But then, not everyone feels like that.
Even as a kid though, like that was what mom would tell us, it's gorgeous outside. Get outside.
Get outside. Yeah.
Go do something outside. Get off the TV or whatever and go outside. It's like we've been built this way. It's been like bred into us.
It's a sunny day. Get outside. And then even if it was raining, like, they didn't expect you to go outside, but if you right. wanted to, a lot of the times they would say no, you're going to get right. all wet and muddy, you're going to get exactly. sick. So right. it's like, no, you don't get to like go out and have fun in the rain and this no. it's too cold or whatever. Yeah. But then like when it's sunny, if you don't feel like, get out there, you know, right. it's a like, sunny, beautiful day. You should want to get out there and play, you know? So honestly, I think it is just something that you may we have grow up been brought up with,
and
you know,
it's just been wow. I just that just dawned on me, like mm-hmm. that is how it's. I bet you it started.
Well, and you know, like it's just like every parent, almost every parent, I'm sure, does that. Or well,
I
did
do
that,
it too.
You
know? And now that I yeah. think about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to stop. That's terrible.
Well, and it's not like it's that bad. It's like, yeah, okay, I don't feel great, but you know what? So you push yourself to maybe get out of that bad mood, or not. Great, you know, feeling that day if you get outside. Yeah. So it might have its benefits that you push yourself past your like boundary or whatever, comfort, but it's yeah. your comfort. But I like we're really like diving into this, but quite honestly, like you can just like wake up and feel like a piece of crap that day and it's sunny and you're just like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm going gonna to just go back to bed. Yeah. It's you know, I don't know. It's just that video. I was like, oh my God. Like, I felt exactly what she is describing. Like, and I'm like, that makes so much sense because, yeah, it like ruins your day because then you just feel like a lazy piece of crap if you right? don't like go do something or be productive. Because I think like nice weather, sunny weather, you feel like you should be productive. Like you yes. feel like you should get things done. You should feel like you should accomplish things.
Right.
And then on rainy, gloomy days, you don't feel that urge to be
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, the urge isn't there.
So like, if yeah. you're not feeling the urge to be productive on a sunny day, it's like, God, something's got to be wrong with you. so you know, that's like the thing that you're saying in your brain. Like, God, what something's got to be wrong with me because I don't want to do crap today. And it's sunny. But this is people that, like us, we live in a state where we have like four seasons. It's not always yeah. sunny. If you were somewhere where it was always sunny, I would be curious to know, like, if it's different for
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
you
how know? Does it feel for you? And probably,
how does it feel?
I would imagine, I'm just guessing, but I would imagine you don't have as much guilt when you want to stay indoors when it's sunny because it's sunny all the
right.
time there. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Because, like, California, for instance, like,
yeah.
it's not always sunny, but a majority of the time but it's nice outside. It's
yeah.
not always, like, it's not as cold as it is here. They have, you know, it's cloudy a lot. Like, when we went there in June, because my husband's brother and their wife, pregnancy brain here, come on, Sam. They live there. So we would go visit them and they're like, oh, wow, you guys came and it's actually really great weather because like in June, I think they call it like June gloom. And a lot of the time it's really cloudy. But I'm like, oh, it's like 75 and sunny. Like, this is great. So then when you're in that climate and it's nice every day, you're just like, God, let's get out. Let's go to the beach. Let's go do this or that. And then if you live there full time and it's like that every day and you come home from work, you're like, I don't feel like being outside. It's yeah. hot. Like, I just want to be inside, watch TV. So I could see that being something where people yeah. don't necessarily feel that not guilt if
guilt.
It's, you know, sunny out versus not. But
I mean, we need to bottle it. I feel like we have to absorb enough in the summer to get through
yeah.
the winter. So that's where this all starts.
Well, that's where, like, people will go tanning or they want a vacation to spring break. Like, for spring break, they go to Florida. They go to, like, warmer climates
not
to get
Colorado.
Them through. Yeah, we're going to Colorado, which
there's
is
no
winter
beach
here,
there.
And then we're going to more winter.
Deeper winter.
For spring break. But yeah, it's like you just, I feel like, go, if you can, to those places maybe during those, like, winter months that give you that, like, you know, nourishment that you need from
right.
the sun.
Missing vitamins.
But I know for me, like, by like, because our summer basically is, like, June to August.
June, yeah.
Sometimes,
like
you know, we get like 3 months. And honestly, by the end of August, because it can get so freaking hot
yes.
and humid.
We're like, over it.
I'm done. I'm ready for fall.
Right.
I'm like, I'm over being in a bathing suit. I'm over being out in the hot sun all day.
I don't want to be hot anymore.
Yeah. And I love the sun. I love tanning. I love being outside. I love the beach. I love all of it. But by the end of the summer, I'm like, okay, I could totally go for fall. The first like cool day, I'm like, yes, it's coming.
Yes.
Like, it's great. But then like winter, you know, same thing. I'm ready for like some snow for Christmas and stuff like that. We never get it anymore.
No,
but
we don't.
Then like, by the time, like, if Christmas, like, New Year's is over, like, after January, like, I'm done
then
with winter.
Then we can speed up to spring.
Yeah, at that because point. February, March are, like, the worst.
Yes.
There's, like, it's cold. There's always usually more, like, a ton of snow. It's crappy weather.
Just yucky.
It's super cold. Like, it's yucky.
Slushy.
And then it's, like, melty, and you can't do anything. So, like, honestly, like, spring is great, but it's, like, not my favorite either because it's just, like, rainy. And you're still cold, not warm enough. You are just like craving that summer. So this us here in Michigan,
we're so picky here in Michigan.
We are just picky people. I mean, we should move to a different climate, it sounds like. But I like all four seasons because I'm done with them.
Yes,
yeah, I'm like done
like moderation
with
of each. You know, like, exactly. I'm good with this. By the time that moves on,
so
I'm
really,
ready for the next.
We sound like we're complaining, but we love that we have four seasons.
We do.
Because we're sick of them by the time they are up.
3 months is max for any season
3 months
for
max.
Us.
I could do a little bit more fall if I had to get real picky. Because
yes,
sometimes we
I
don't get a
that.
Fall. If it is really hot
it
summer and it
warm,
continues. And then if winter comes too soon, you're lucky if you get any fall weather.
Come on,
that's
Mother
my
Nature.
Only.
I mean,
that's
geez.
My only pet peeve. That's my only pet peeve. I could use a little more fall.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for that.
That is so funny. You know, I was just thinking though, so this whole sunshine guilt, like when you're on vacation even.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, like I feel like it's a little bit different because your time is limited wherever you go, but you know, we're going on spring break to Florida. If we have, you know, 5-6 sunny days and I want you know,
to
a
be
down
day
or be inside, just chill because, you know, this is vacation. This is what you do. You relax. I'm going
to
feel
you're supposed to relax on
out.
The beach, didn't you know? You're supposed to relax
every,
on the beach.
I know, but dang.
You can't relax just, inside.
If I don't want sun, you know, me and my
how
son.
How dare
I mean,
you?
Gosh.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I felt that. Like when you go.
But yeah,
and again,
I mean, that's
you're
a
going to a warm place because. You're going to a warm place because you want to soak in that sun, but
I
then
do.
You feel guilty after you've had 3 or 4 days of baking your butt
and
off
I need
in
a moment.
The sun,
I need a
and
break.
You need a minute, you need a break from the sun, and you just want to sit in your Airbnb in the air conditioning and chill.
Or go,
because
like,
your body
into town.
Is just tired. Right.
Yeah, in like an air-conditioned place. Go to the mall, just go to a store, I don't know.
Yeah.
But geez.
But that's the other thing, too. It's like you feel bad because what it's almost worse because you're like, I'm on vacation. I should be out on the beach.
Minute.
I'm only going to be here for so long. I should get tan. I should do activities. I should go in the ocean or the pool or whatever.
Right,
and it's
right.
Like you
but do
almost,
I really
you,
want to?
But you make yourself go because you're like, I'm paying for this vacation. I'm going to soak in every second of this.
Right.
I can't just lay around on the couch at the Airbnb. I mean,
I paid
you know
for
what?
Sunshine.
All of our listeners, I am entitling you the opportunity to just sit on the couch on a sunny
indoors.
Day inside and do whatever you want to do. If you're on vacation, you can take a day and not go to the beach if you don't want to.
Yes.
Because, again, that's
stay
like a self-care.
Stay on your deck maybe and, like, look at the beach from your Airbnb or something.
Right.
Don't go to
it. Go to your balcony and just soak in the sea air. You don't have to go down there.
You'll still feel the salt. You know, it sprays pretty far.
Well, you can smell it at least.
Yes, you can definitely smell
it. Nice wind blow. But that's the thing, too. If you don't also, like, I think another part of it is, too, it's like, you know what? It's okay if you're on vacation in a nice sunny place and all you want to do is lay by the pool. Like, you don't have to jam-pack your vacation
with
activities.
And I'm terrible
activities.
With that. We are, like,
there
going
can be
nonstop.
Days. See, I feel like when... You feel like you're going on vacation. If you've never been to that city or state or wherever before,
gotta do it all.
You feel like you have to have something to do every day. You don't. You can just sit by the beach.
This
and
is
chill.
The first vacation. I have not planned out every single thing we're going to do.
Yeah.
We have no plans. We are going there, and that is all I know.
See, I feel like Brett and I, like, we haven't gone on a ton of vacations, like, just us, like, since having Beau, but, like, a lot of times we're with family, so then mm-hmm. there are things to do, or you're with other people, and you are, like, navigating what everyone wants to do, but there are moments where you can be like, no, we're not gonna do that, like, we're gonna do this, and, like, that's okay, too, but, like, you can make a plan, if you are a planner, to have this day or two where you don't do anything. Our plan is to be at the beach, plan is to be at the pool. Like, you can plan that in your day if you feel like you need to. Because, like, I'm, like, a planner. I like to plan things.
I do, too.
But I also don't, like, when Brett and I even went on our honeymoon, we didn't make any plans to do anything. Like, we just were like, let's get there. We're going to, like, chill. We just feel had a really out, busy wedding, reception. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was like, we will just kind of see what we feel like doing. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like when it comes to vacations, I don't want to plan a lot of stuff. Yeah. I just want to but there are certain things that you would have to plan.
I mean, like,
you
know, going, like, to Disney, obviously. Oh, yeah. You need everything planned to a T.
I'm
going to
get my friend Danielle. She's, like, one of those Disney planner people. I'm just going to get her to do it for me. You can plan my Disney vacation for me because I will have no idea what to do or what I'm supposed to, what wristband I'm supposed to get or where I'm supposed to stay. Yeah. So she's going to, I'm going to be like, when I'm ready, I'm calling you. You can do my trip.
It just feels
overwhelming because of what people talk about. Like you, like,
but it's real. I mean, it's like, if you don't have everything figured out,
right, you, like, you need this wristband to get in line early. You need to go here first before it gets too busy. You need to do this, and this.
Make your reservations, like, for your rides. Make your reservations for your food. You know, get your park tickets.
It just makes me, like, think, it's like, is it even fun to go there? Because it seems awful stressful to me.
It is, but I will say that, I mean, because this last time we went, it was when they had, like, the Lightning Lane passes and all, like, the genie thing and all of that. Before, when I went, all the times before that we went, there was never anything like that. Like, you could do, like, a fast pass, but we didn't do it. So this time you literally have to, like, get yourself in these different queues in order, and you can only, like, book one or two at a time. Like, I had a was able to get,
see,
like,
this is already too much.
I know, like, but while you're there, like, you have to be like, okay, so you're on this ride, you need to now real quick have your plan for the next ride and get
so you can't even enjoy the ride.
Well, that was the one thing, like, I'm constantly on my phone because I wanted to make sure everything went off without a hitch,
and it
pretty much did. But I mean, you have to be on it the whole time, and that was, I mean, I had to wake up at 6 a.m. the one morning just to get, like, the Lightning Pass deal so I could get
on the big ride. You can't just, like, mosey around the park and get on a ride anymore.
You can, but you're gonna wait an hour or more on a line and in line. And so you have to, like, have this whole plan.
See, I just need to go, like, without Beau and do the drinking around the world thing, because that would be, like,
go to Epcot.
All after listening to this little thing, that's what I would need, is the drinking around the world, because I'm like, this is stressful. Like, mommy's gonna go have some time at wherever studio that is.
right. Yes. No, it's such a thing now. I mean, it's, like, so overly busy, but I mean, it's still fun. But it's not a relaxing vacation, so don't ever think that it's gonna be relaxing there. That's the
their commercials are deceiving, because there's the dad floating in the pool, like, oh, this is my magic. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There's kids peeing in that pool, probably jumping all over you.
Yeah, that's not quite how it feels. And we went down.
Like, we went
during a very low time, too, because that's always what I plan. And it was still busy. Mm-hmm. So, you know. Anyways, sunshine is there. But we just don't. We have to utilize the sunshine there. We can't take a day off.
Oh, for sure. That's the thing. I mean, you just almost are like, can there be, like, one cloudy, rainy day where we can't do anything?
But it has to be on this particular day. I'm going to plan it in there because I can't have any of my reservations.
I guess it depends, like, how long you're on vacation. If you have a short vacation, of course, you want the weather to be great the whole time because you only have so much time. But if you're somewhere for, like, an extended period of time, you're going to have, like, a down day. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you don't have anything planned. And it's okay if it's sunny and you're inside. But us and our brains are like, oh, God, I should be out. I should be doing something. But it's, we're, like, giving you permission
precious
to not do anything.
We have to.
Well, and again, I think it really comes down to, like, where you're from or what weather you're in.
Yeah, that is a good point.
because some people may not feel guilty for having a nice, beautiful, sunny day and being inside if they are in that kind of environment all of the time. We're not. You're just like, oh my God, it's like a sunny day. You have to get outside. It's beautiful. Like, it's that sunny. Oh my God.
Could be the last sunny day of the year.
You know? Exactly. Like, it's like the sun may never come back. Who knows? Like, you just don't know.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was quite the fun conversation, I have to say. Because that was.
Oh, for sure.
20 minutes of talking about sunshine. Who would have thought?
I mean, we can pretty much talk about anything going down a rabbit hole if we really wanted to.
That we can.
Thanks for joining us today on She's Got It Together. It's been a real journey sharing and laughing with you all.
We hope you're walking away with a smile on your face and a bit more confidence in your step.
Remember, you're not alone in this crazy ride called life. We're all in this together, one day at a time.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and of course, share this podcast with all the incredible women in your life.
Join us next week for more stories, more laughs, and more real talk.
Until then, keep embracing your unique journey, and remember, you've got it together more than you think.